This is a podcast from Minute Media.
Hey, Giant fans. Welcome to the Giant Insider podcast. My name is Jerry Foley. I'm the senior editor of the Giant Insider newspaper. And with me, as always, is the beat writer, the heart of Giants Nation. Nobody beats the biz, the man at training camp, Chris Bisignano. All right, dude. So the last time we spoke, it was day one of training camp, or the last time we had a podcast. And now you have a full week. Just want to hear your overall assessment, Chris, and then we'll go into a lot of detail, probably about every position and every coach at this point.
Yeah. Well, the offenses look good the last few days. That's positive. You know, people were panicking over, last week. You have to give it time. It's a whole new system, bro,
Yeah.
But Daniels looked really good the last few days. He was really sharp yesterday. The wide receivers, they really come out. Kenny Golladay is a positive sign. But it's a whole new system. It takes time, Jerry. And in this system, I'm going to get into this a little bit. First of all, the creativity is going to be off the charts. You see it already. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. Dable believes in matchups. He believes in, playing to play his strengths and all that. I mean, there was a formation today where Kadarius was in a wildcat and Wandale and Saquon were in the backfield. I've seen Wandale run the ball in the backfield. So these are all different things you're going to see. It's a system where Dable wants to create all kinds of matchups. And it's also a system where Daniel Jones is going to have to be on the same page as his receivers communication-wise. Mm-hmm. Because this is not just three hook routes, maybe a go or a seven route.
Yeah.
And that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
It's a different story now don't get me wrong. And Dable explained a little bit today. I was actually talking with Dable on the side yesterday after practice. We were talking about this. Now, when I say there's a lot more freedom for the receivers to run routes, what I mean by that is not that, okay, well, they're supposed to do for argument's sake, a little hook. And he decides, I'm going to do a deep cross. F this. I'm going to do what I want. No, that's not what we're talking about. So what Dable's system and Kafka's system is that wide receivers are going to look at defenses, and they're going to run certain routes depending on what that defense is showing. Not every defense disguises well, okay? You might have a guy, they might see a cover two and they're going to run a certain route, against the defender in a cover two where Daniel's going to read his body language. And this is what Tom Brady has done his whole career. He did this up in New England. This is why it was so tough. This is why some receivers really couldn't play with Tom Brady, a la Chad Johnson, a couple other guys, because they couldn't get on the same page with him because it was so complicated, the offense, as far as you had to be on the same page. And that's what you're seeing here, with Jones and Wandale, who looks phenomenal, by the way, Robinson. Kadarius, who looks phenomenal, by the way. Golladay, guys like that, they're going to get on the same page because they're going to read certain defense and they're going to run certain routes for what that defense and that defender is doing. And Daniel's going to have to read that body language, okay? And they're going to have to be on the same page. So it takes a lot of time is what I'm saying. That's what I mean. If you see me tweet about there's a lot more freedom and route running, and that's what I mean. Not like, well, I'm just going to run it. I think I'll do a go here, even though I'm supposed to do a little post. No, that's not what we're talking about. And Dable explained that today. And I talked to Dable yesterday, actually on the side about it after practice. And I actually got him a few minutes, and I was coming back from coming back from the presses, and I got him. I was like, Dave, those little choice routes, and Chris, we believe in our guys reading defenses, and this is what Daniel's going to do, and it takes a while. And it's sure enough, somebody asked Dable that today, and he went into it a little bit. So that's when you hear me say that, Jerry, that's something you didn't see the last few years. It was scripted routes.
Yes.
Pen to paper routes.
Yeah.
And dude, how many times did I point that out on
Big Tuesdays?
Big Tuesdays. Well, look at this, Jerry. Look, three eggs, So that's what Dable and Kafka believe. Like I said, this is something Tom Brady has done his whole career. The 20 years in New England, you saw it 1,000 times. you had to be on the same page as Brady, had to be on the same page as receivers, had to be the same page as Tom. So that's what's being worked in. Now, Daniel, when they do one-on-ones, you see a lot of these double moves, you know, and they're, you know, looking at defenders' shoulders. And I tell you what, man, there's a couple of guys, you know, Kadarius Toney looks phenomenal, okay? This Wandale, you know, I put on Twitter, I think about 4 or 5 days ago, I said, guys, folks, get ready because this offense is going to do Robinson, Toney, and Saquon.
Yeah, you said on the podcast too, yeah.
I'm sorry, did I say it on the podcast? I thought I put it on Twitter. Yeah. Okay, I'm so running around so much, I don't remember what the hell I even do. Yeah. So, and that's what you're seeing. And you're seeing Dable, last few days, getting Galladay involved to what he does best. So if you got a one-on-one matchup with Kenny, right, you throw the ball up, dude.
Yeah.
Let Kenny go up and get it like he did today twice.
Right.
I saw it the other day, you know. Or, okay, so let's use a little stack formation to the right, and let's get Kenny, let's try to free up Kenny that way, okay? And let's do a cross, which I've seen, with Galladay. So for Giant fans, positive sign, Galladay's healthy, Jerry. Galladay's healthy. You remember last training camp, he missed it, right? Basically the whole damn camp.
Yeah, and a new team, new system, new everything, new quarterback, and had no chemistry.
Right, he's healthy. He loves this system. The receivers all talk about how they love what Dable does. Dable tries all different things. He's playing to their strengths. He's going to try to get guys open this way, that way. Saquon's a big weapon out in the backfield.
Okay? How does he look, Chris? How does he look?
He looks explosive. He looks like a rookie year, dude. Just hope he stays healthy, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because he's going to have a big year. Yeah. Okay, he's going to have a big year if he gets some help up front. We're going to get into the offensive line a little bit in a few minutes. So, Daniel, you know, he's going to take time. The last 2 days, it went from, well, you know, should Daniel be cut, traded, released, let's move on, get Taylor in there, get Garoppolo over here, get, I don't know, whatever the hell is flying around. I just shake my head, dude. Whatever the hell is flying around. To, wow, Daniel looks great. You know, wow, look at Daniel winging it all over. I put it on Twitter yesterday. I said, Daniel's winging it all over the lot here. You know?
Yeah.
And dude, I'm there. I'm right in the silent. I see what the hell's going on. You know?
Is that a confidence thing, you think, Chris, with the new offense and he's just getting more comfortable?
I think what's happening, Jerry, is that he's growing confidence each day as he's learning the system, as he's getting on the same page with his receivers.
Yeah.
And it's good. It's a process, and Dable talks about it. You know, nobody goes crazy when you look at film this time of year and say, all right, you know, we didn't do this. Let's work. Let's see what we did wrong here and this and that. Now, some of the interceptions, you know, some with Daniels, some weren't, you know. Like yesterday, Dable didn't even realize this, and he mentioned it today. But I was talking to Dable after practice yesterday, and we talked about the Wandale interception that Adoree, his second one, Adoree's second of the day, where I thought Wandale slipped on his cut. Wasn't 100% sure, because obviously, Jen, there's no replay when I'm there. You see it one quick time, you say, oh, yo, did he slip? And then Dable said today, well, one guy, you know, one of our skilled guys slipped on his cut, you know?
Oh, okay.
But it's funny, because Dable yesterday, before he looked at the film, before he found out, thought that was a bad throw by Daniel. Because he told me, he goes, Chris, did you notice I called the same play right after that? The same thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what, coach, I really didn't realize. Did you call it? He goes, yeah, I called the same thing. I want him to execute it. You know? I said, well, I said to myself, I think Wandale slipped in that break. But whatever. You know, he goes, was he? I didn't see that. Obviously, he did. So that wasn't Daniel's fault. This is what I'm saying. You got to look at each interception.
Yeah.
Some have been Daniel. Now, has Daniel missed some throws? Sure. Has Daniel missed really any throws the last few days? No. No. Yeah. He's been excellent. It's a positive sign. As he gets used to this offense, you know, it's a quarterback-friendly offense too, bro. You know?
Yeah.
So that's positive signs for the offense. Saquon looks real explosive. Made an unbelievable catch yesterday on a back shoulder throw around the 1 yard line. The red zone, especially the low red, 5 yard line in, 10 yard line in, they're doing all different things, bro. They're gonna try 1,000 different things to make this red zone better. And I think Giant fans should be excited about that. You know, that's what I'm talking about when I put out, you know, this offense is light years ahead of the last 2 years, Jerry, because, I know some people, I saw some people on Twitter respond, how can you say that? They haven't played it that well. It's what I'm seeing.
Scheme-wise.
Right. It's what I'm seeing, what they're trying. Yeah. Motion, all stacks, crosses, all kinds of stuff, going on. And Daniel's legs,
Yeah.
So that's what I'm seeing in camp, Jerry. Obviously a very positive sign the last few days, because the first few days of camp, three, four, the defense was dominating, bro,
Yeah.
But it hasn't been that way the last few days. We'll get to the defense a little bit, but those are some positive signs. Now,
well, real quick, one of the things I'm happy to hear about Golladay, because I almost looked at him as an afterthought, like a guy like, let's just get to next year so we can get rid of him. And even if we incur a cap hit, we save some cap money because you can't do it this year. I was just looking at him like, you know what? This is never going to work with him. We just signed him to made a bad deal here. But to see the highlights of today, even going down the sidelines on Jackson, and he's like you said, there's more chemistry. It's almost like a bonus for me now because of what you said. It's Tony, Wandale, and Barkley, right? And that's how they're going to run the offense. Anything Golladay contributes in my head right now is a friggin' bonus because of just of how bad he looked last year and how it started off this year, where you thought, I don't know if this is ever going to work with him. So
Well, I could tell you this, Jerry. Brian Daboll and Mike Kafka are going to try to make it work, bro.
Yeah, good.
They're going to see some matchups, and they're going to go to Golladay, bro.
Good.
And you're going to see him on goes. When he gets that man coverage, Jerry, you're going to see Daniel take a shot. Now, whether or not they execute it, that's another story. But they're going to take some shots, Jerry. Something we begged for last year, right? Take some shots with Golladay. Use his side. Throw it up and let him go get it.
He spent $72 million. Give him the ball. Right.
Right. So that you're going to see, man. Now the offensive line, Andrew Thomas is looking great. I mean, he's been, they do one-on-one drills, which I'm sure everybody sees. I'm sure you saw it. I know they put it on either me or somebody else or the Giants.com. They put a lot of stuff on Twitter. And Andrew Jones is, I don't think he's been beat one time.
Andrew Thomas,
Andrew Jones, listen to me. I'm sorry. Andrew Thomas, I don't think he's been beat one time.
Yeah, good. That's great.
Evan Neal has, been a little bit up and down.
Yeah.
He's just a rookie. The speed of this level is much different than playing, at Alabama, okay?
I think Giant fans all had a collective heart attack when they saw Shane Zimenez beat him. That was the one. Look, if Thibodeau beats him, it's, Thibodeau, good. Okay, that's a good sign. When Zimenez beat him, I think everybody thought, oh no. But you're right, he's a rookie.
Look, he's a rookie. He's got to clean up some technique. He actually held Thibodeau, actually started off the pass pro pretty good, the set, and then Thibodeau got around him a little bit, and instead of just riding him out, which Evan has been doing well, he does that well. He's been doing that well. He rides that edge guy out of that pocket.
Yeah.
Past the quarterback. Today he gets beat a little bit by Thibodeau. Thibodeau's no tomato.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And he yanked at his jersey a little bit.
Yeah.
Boom, the flag came out.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know, Chris put a tweet out about, kind of what happened in that play. So.
Yeah. But for the most part, Evan's been good. Been beat a few times, but he's just a rookie, man.
Yeah.
He's got to clean up some stuff, and he will. But for the most part, he's been good. Obviously, a major upgrade from what they had last year, Jerry. But the offensive line, look, the interior of the offensive line. Now, Feliciano's been out the last 3 days. Heat exhaustion, dehydration, all that stuff. He came back today for a few series, and he went back out. And they've had to move, Jamil Douglas. They even put Brendison at center, and then Archie also moved Lemieux to center. They've been cross-training him at center, putting Ezidiu at left guard. Okay, so they get some snaps there because now the interior offensive line has been getting controlled a lot by Dexter Lawrence and Leo Williams. They've just been getting dominated up front. When Feliciano's in there, it's a little bit better. But one of the concerns I have right now is the interior offensive line. That has
now,
to get better.
Now, does that include Glowinski, Chris?
Includes Glowinski, yeah.
Okay, I'm just saying, I know he's part of the interior, but he's struggling as well?
No, he's struggling. he's been getting control, not as much, but at times he's, you know, yeah. Leo and Dex have got. Look, Leo Williams on doubles is splitting doubles. Dex is pushing guys back. They've been dominant up front.
Yeah, as a fan, I don't know if I'm upset or, like, am I upset about the line or am I happy that maybe Lawrence is kind of coming into his own, that Leo Williams is mm-hmm. is excelling. Like, I don't know how to feel about that, Chris. Yeah. I completely understand what you're saying about the interior line getting manhandled, but from a fan's perspective, it's, I don't know what to think. You know, I really want to see them against opposing teams. I believe you. I'm just saying, like, I want to see what they do against opposing teams as well, because I don't know if I should be happy about Lawrence or should I say, oh my God, here we go again. This line's still not fixed after 10 years. So
no, look, Jerry, it's way too early for that. Yeah, you know, I'm just telling. Look, Leo Williams and Dexter Lawrence are no tomatoes, as we know.
Yeah, right.
You know,
yeah.
But it is a concern the way these guys basically have dominated from day one of camp.
Yeah,
I think you've seen my tweets.
Yep,
I'm sure you've seen video of it. Yeah. Leo is like flying around out there, man. He's you know, he's been unbelievable. You know, but you know, are you at that concern level yet? No, I mean, don't be. I'm just telling you what's going on.
Yeah,
you know, now. When they play New England next week, Jerry, and if the ones are out there, I'm not sure how much, you know, Dable's going to go with the ones. Or, you know, it's the first time we're getting to learn how he's going to coach in a preseason game, first preseason game. I'm not sure if the ones are going to be out there or not. But, you know, and if Bill Belichick puts his ones out there, which I'm not sure what he's going to do, but if, like, a Christian Barmore comes in and just wings guys aside in the first series, and you know, then you say, so, oh, God, you know. But, we'll see.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, Feliciano, he'll be back. It's not like it's a knee injury, it's a shoulder, nothing like that. He's going to be back. And when he's in there, Jerry, it's much better. Don't get me wrong. It's much better. When Feliciano's in there, it's much better. You know, and we all know Feliciano's going to be there. This is not a serious injury. He's dehydrated. The heat got him the other day and all that. So, be concerned yet? No. But here's something to be concerned about, Jerry.
Mm.
The offensive line depth.
Yeah, you're right.
Matt Gonneau, a guy they were looking at for maybe like a swing guy, right tackle. Now, Brian Daboll kind of made it known today that they don't really believe in shifting a whole offensive line if one goes down. They kind of believe in the plug-in, okay? So if a left guard goes down, okay, the left, Ezidio, get him in a left guard. Not like, okay, let's put, one guy goes to center, another guy goes to left tackle, one guy's a right guard.
Right.
Dable doesn't believe in that, and Bobby Johnson, the offensive line coach, you know, they kind of he got into that a little bit, Dable, and it seems like they're going to play that. No, all right, who's the left guard? Get him in there. We're not going to switch three other guys over.
Yeah,
like some teams do, you know.
Yeah.
So right now the third round pick Joshua Ezidio, he's gotten reps at left tackle,
yeah,
guard, right tackle. Okay. Right. So Jerry. The depth really isn't there. Like, I started getting into Matt Gonneau, a guy they were looking at maybe to fill in that, one of those tackle positions, and he just retired. He just left the team.
Yeah.
He didn't really show much anyway in camp, but he just left.
Yep.
So if the season started now, Jerry, which it obviously is a month away, over a month, Joshua Ezidio is going to be coming in. Like, say Andrew or, God forbid, Evan goes down that first game against Tennessee to get injured, whatever, Ezekiel's going to be coming off the sideline, bro, and he's going to fill in one of those spots.
Yeah.
I thought maybe Max Garcia, the veteran, maybe he'll be looking. He's been with the threes. I don't even think they even have plans for him to play center guard. You know, the other draft pick, I want to say this right, McKethan, I'm sorry.
Pick. Right. The other UNC kid, right.
Right, Marcus McKethan. He's been getting some reps at tackle and guard too. Mostly guard, but he's been getting some tackle. So you see what they're thinking there. But the depth is a concern, Jerry. Because Jamil Douglas playing center. Dude, please. You know, do not feel secure about that.
Was that the sign of the cross?
Yeah, I did the sign of the cross, folks. I just did the sign of the cross, folks, to Jerry. If Jamil Douglas has to come in. You know? So, it's basically, I look at this line right now, and McKethan kid looks like he's got something there, and he's going to have to work in. But right now, it's, you know, you dress seven for game day, right?
Yeah.
And you look at Josh Rosito, who's going to be one of the guys active, and we're going to see who the other guy that's going to be active on game days. Because the depth right now is a concern. There really isn't depth.
I mean, this kid is
still a rookie, man. So
this is unfortunately what we were left with, right? Like, we were left with a horrible line. You know, Rome wasn't built in a day. I mean, Giant fans, it's hard to be patient because you've been patient for a while, but it is what it is. We weren't going to have five solid starters and three solid backups this year. It just wasn't going to happen. Like you're saying, it sounds like depth is the big issue, and you hope that the interior of the line can gel and even can play. Like, hopefully Siena gets back out there so there's some continuity. Do you still see Lemieux winning left guard, Chris?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, right now I do. Yeah. Okay. It looks, you know why, Jerry? Because this is the plan. This is what it looks, that's what it seems like to me, what they're thinking is that Lemieux's going to that left guard, dude. Ezekiel's going to come off that sideline because Lemieux can't play tackle, bro.
Right.
And Ezekiel, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
You know, I'm not, obviously you could kick Ezekiel out to tackle. Lemieux goes at guard. If something happens during the game. But to me, yeah. Listen, Lemieux hasn't been bad, Jerry. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
Lemieux,
right,
you know,
right.
Lemieux's been pretty decent. The more of a concern is that center position, Jerry.
Yeah.
That's where Dex and Leo's really done their damage. Is over that zero, man, over that center. And a little bit between Glowinski and the center. But like I said, Feliciano has been out. And like a guy like Jamil Douglas and even Ben Brennison, when they've been in it, I mean, Leo and Dex are just winging them aside like rag dolls, bro. You know, but it's time. You know, Feliciano, when he gets back in it, Lemieux, Glowinski, time to get stuff together. I'm not panicking yet, dude, but I'm just telling you that, you know, the interior of the line, Dex and Leo have controlled it up front. Even the draft pick, Jerry,
Davidson.
Davidson. Even he's pushed the pocket at times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big strong kid, bro. Big strong kid.
Yeah.
And even he's
All right, Chris. You know what? Now I'm concerned. Now you got me concerned. Because DJ Davidson is controlling the scrimmage.
No. At times he's got the push.
Whether it's at times, once, twice, three times, you know, it's too off. It's too much for a late round pick.
A lot of it's against the twos too. You know, he's done some. You know, but I'm just making the point of, that the interior of the line has to progress a little bit. They got to tighten up the ship, And Evan Neal, all that, he's got to learn a little bit more. He's got techniques and stuff. He'll get his, you can see the potential, man. It's such a pleasure to watch him at times. Jerry, the kid's a mountain of a kid, and he's moving around.
I got a question for you. Does Neal look better than Thomas did 3 years ago, or are they about the same?
Yeah, I think Neal's looked better his first week of camp than Thomas did back. Yes.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
Tight end position. Look, Ricky Seals-Jones, I don't know what the hell's going on. He hasn't been practicing. He didn't practice.
It's Bellinger's to lose, baby.
What?
It's Bellinger's to lose.
Look, Bellinger's the guy there. Chris Myack's been getting a lot of reps.
Nice.
So Ricky Seals-Jones and Jordan Atkins, believe it or not, Jerry, the undrafted free agent, Andre Miller.
Yeah.
A kid was a receiver in college. You know, he's a pretty big kid. He's over here playing tight end. He's been playing pretty decent for them in these training camp practice. So you're going to see a lot of him in preseason because the tight end position's pretty thin right now, bro. You know, it's nobody's stepping up and saying, okay, you know, Ballinger's the guy they want, Jerry. That's the guy they want.
Yeah.
To be, you know, get those majority of the reps, which, like I said, the season's a little over a month away. But if the season started today, Ballinger's the guy, bro. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Balance is the guy in there. But look, a lot of running back, Matt Breida. Everybody's seen this guy over the years, how fast he is.
Yeah.
You can't even appreciate it until you see it up close, man, how fast. He's going to be involved in a passing game. Haven't seen many screens yet in practice, Jerry. Not many screens, but they use the running backs in all different ways receiving-wise, you know. So, and look, the installs are in. Basically, the offense is installed, but they're always tinkering, doing different things, and that's what's great about it. Seems like what's great about Dable.
Tyrod Taylor still look pretty good or no?
Yeah, he looks. Tyrod looks really good. You know,
nice to have a capable backup.
I mean, he's so crafty in that pocket. He is so shifty with his feet, man. He'll roll to his left. He'll do a spin move, a la like Russell Wilson, roll to his left and fire a dart down the field, man.
Yeah,
you know,
Nice.
So, look, he throws a nice ball. He looks good in camp. Davis Webb, borderline, you know, tomato in camp, throwing the ball. We know he's a third string guy. It's going to be Daniel and Tyrod. We know that.
Remember when Davis Webb was, let's see what we have here, 4 years ago, whatever it was, 5 years ago. Let's see what we have with Davis Webb.
Yeah.
Okay. A long time ago. All right. Let's go to the defense now. So you, Dexter Lawrence and Leo Williams are having Pro Bowl camps right now. Aside from them, let's go to the outside. How's our boy Thibodeaux look?
Look, Jerry, you could just see the potential, bro.
Yeah.
And he's not even.
See, now I'm excited again.
Yeah. No, listen, you should be excited, bro. You should be excited. There's nothing to get down about. Look, the offensive line depth is a concern. No question about it, right?
Yeah.
We kind of knew that, though. It wasn't like we looked at this roster and said, oh, we're 8 deep. You know what I mean? No.
We're good with Corey Cunningham.
Who's gone.
I know.
Now, one time we were looking at him like as one of the swing tackles, right?
I know.
And he's long gone, So there's a concern there.
Real quick, that's what I was talking about before. Corey Cunningham was a swing tackle last year. He's not on the roster this year. No way we were going to have depth. Go ahead.
Look, folks, me and Jerry, we're not looking at this roster and saying, oh, we're 8 deep, we're good, they're going to have to – look, these youngsters – Jerry, this Joe Shane draft class is going to have to step up.
Yeah, right.
They're going to have to play rep. Dude, we're not good enough to let up second, third, fourth, fifth round picks say, oh, okay, yeah, we'll see you next year. Don't worry about it. We're that deep.
Right.
No.
Right.
These Wandell Robinson, as we all know – unfortunately, Dane Belton's, who's now out, 6'46 with the show. You know, the McKethans, these guys, you know, the Bellingers.
Yeah.
These guys are going to have to play, Jerry. They're going to have to step up. We're going to need these guys, bro.
Right.
We're going to need these guys. Right. You know what I'm saying? The Joshua Zidi, a third round pick. We're going to need these. We know we need Neil and Thibodeaux. That's not even a question. We're going to need these guys.
Yeah.
You know? That's the way this roster is, everybody. We're going to need these guys to play, Jerry. They're going to have to play.
Yeah.
You know? So the defense-wise, look, Adoree Jackson, coverage skills, really strong so far. I think Kenny got him today. Golladay got him today.
He got him deep. Yeah.
But it happens. Look, Jerry, when you play press man all the time, like Adoree's been doing, you're going to get beat, bro. It happens.
Sure.
But he's been really strong. Adoree's been really... Now, my boy Aaron Robinson, who I like a lot.
Who you interviewed.
Yes, you'll see in the next Insider. Real quiet kid. I had to really loosen him up to get him to talk. He's a real quiet guy, man. Real quiet guy. I was actually breaking his chops about it. I actually got him to laugh and loosen up, and he started talking a little bit. But look, he's been, at times, he's gotten beat in real tight coverage.
Yeah.
And he told me, he's got some technique things he's got to clean up.
Yeah.
But he's playing. Look, Jerry, he's being asked to play man press a lot, man.
Yeah.
Against pretty good receivers.
Right.
Right? So you're going to get beat sometime. Kadarius Toney, you play him in man press. Good luck, bro. Good luck.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Wandale Robinson is the same way out of that slot. You play him in that slot, man. You're gonna be up on his grill as a man press. Good luck. I'm telling you right now.
Does Wandale remind you of anyone, Chris? I'm just curious.
Yeah, Kadarius. He reminds me of Kadarius a lot,
Mini Kadarius.
He's got shifty feet and all, So, look, Adoree off to a good camp.
Yeah.
Aaron Robinson, he's got to improve in some stuff. But he's the other corner. We all know that now, right? Dude, he's the other corner.
Yeah.
Cordell Flott has shown some things at times. He's been playing on some outside in the reps because they're going to need some outside help. They're thin at cornerback, Jerry. Cornerback. They're thin at cornerback.
Yeah.
If Adoree Robinson go down, you have the kid Flott. Donnay Holmes, who I think we all know. But look, he's made some plays, 3 picks, 4 fumble. But, when he's in those one-on-ones, though, in space, look,
He's only meant for the slot.
He's been beat. But he's off. Look, he's having a pretty good camp. And at safety-wise, McKinney, Love. They brought the Joe Shane with a great signing with Andrew Adams, the veteran.
Yeah.
They brought the other veteran Wilson over. We'll see how that works out. And then the undrafted free agent.
And they cut your boy Williams.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jaron Williams.
They released a little hamstring issue. They released him.
That sucks.
And the kid that, a lot of people felt should have been drafted, and this happens every draft, Yusef Corker.
Right.
And he's shown some things too. That's sort of safe. That's what we're looking at, the safety position.
Yeah.
You know, now linebacker Jerry, you know, we know the outside. Aziz, don't forget, Aziz hasn't even played a rep yet.
I know, it's a bummer.
He should be back in a few weeks.
Yeah.
I see him running around, Jerry. I don't think he's long. I don't think he's long. You know. Obviously Thibodeau, look, he flashes those moves. You know, he's all business on the field. You know, yeah. I like that. You know, and then,
a million,
you know,
it looks like he has a million moves,
Jerry, too. I tell you, Jerry, you know what's funny, dude?
Yeah.
One guy that's having a pretty good camp that we basically wrote off from since last April. That's, you know what I'm saying, right?
I know where you're going
with this. O'Shane Zimenez.
Right.
He's having a good camp.
Yeah.
You know?
Is he jumping off sides at all, or is he good?
No, I'm just telling you, he's having a pretty good camp. Quincy Roche's been pretty quiet this game so far.
Okay.
But
I hope O'Shane Zimenez does well. Like, the more the merrier on the outside. Absolutely. Rushing the passer. It's fine.
Right.
But it's comical right now, that's all.
Right. And, you know, you've seen a lot of Jihad Ward. You know, it's going to be Aziz and Thibodeau. You know, yeah. When Aziz gets back. But you got some depth over there, man. You know, Jihad Ward's.
Carter Coughlin doing anything?
Elsa Smith has done some things at times. You know, like I said, the X-Man, Zimenez. I mean, he's having a good camp. Go ahead.
What about Coughlin?
Yeah, he's been with the threes.
Yeah, okay.
He's been with the threes. I think he's in trouble, Jerry.
All right.
You know?
Interesting.
Cam Brown's, you know, with the threes a lot.
Yeah.
The draft pick McFadden. He's been in there with the twos and threes. Sometimes they'll throw some ones, you know, reps with these guys. But it looks like it's Tay Crowder. And obviously Blake's been increasing his workload as we go along.
So Tay Crowder's holding everybody off right now,
pretty much. But I tell you what, Jerry, I'm going to give you somebody to keep an eye on.
This is a teaser. Hang on 1 second. We're going to take a break and be right back with what Chris is going to tell us. Hang on 1 second, guys. And we're back. All right, Chris, go ahead, bud.
Jerry, there's one guy to keep an eye on. He's a rookie coming off that edge, playing in the inside, shoots those A and B gaps. He was a pretty good blitzing linebacker in college. I like his speed, Jerry. I like what I'm seeing, and that's Darian Beaver. I like what he's doing. The other day, he dropped up. He showed blitz. He dropped out of a blitz, went into coverage, picked up Alex Bachman on like a little skinny post, deep post. And he was running right with him, incomplete pass. Right. I was really impressed with his speed. I like the way he explodes and blitzes. They use him off the edge. You know, Wink uses him off the edge. By the way, remind me to tell you the Wink and Dable story yesterday, too. So this kid Beavers, was he a seventh round pick? Right, Jerry? Was he a sixth, seventh
round
pick?
I believe he was their, I thought he was a sixth. I'll look it up. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Hold on, I got him fun right here. I'm sorry. I'm totally forgetting what the hell he was. He was a sixth round pick. Yes, you're right. Like what he's shown. I'm really anxious to see him against New England, you know, and the Bengals in these preseason games and see what he does against competition, because I like what he's doing in training camp.
Yeah, I remember when he was picked, Syverson tweeted that that was maybe their best value pick, and then he gushed about him even on our podcast a bit. So, you know, he had him ahead of McFadden even in the draft, so it's interesting to hear him playing well, Chris. That's good.
Yeah, I like what he's shown. So that's where we're at with the defense. Corner, a little thin, very thin.
Yeah.
Depth-wise. Yeah. Julian looks pretty good at safety. Wink is, at times, man, he's just bringing out. Wink is showing all kinds of looks, man. He is sending a house at times, being very aggressive. So, quick story yesterday. I think it was Ellison Smith. Oh, it might have been X-Man. It might have been Zimenez. Anyway, got a little too close to Davis Webb. Kind of rolled up near his leg. Kind of actually touched his leg, you know. I saw Dable was like, with his hands up, like, whoa! You know, quarterback, red jersey, the whole crap. And he walked over to Wink, and he let Wink know, like, you know, what are we doing? I was right in front of me, Jerry. It was right. And he's like, what? And I'm like, I'm trying to listen. He's like, you know, and Wink is like, his hands up, the tank commander with his hands up, like, what do you want from me? You could tell. He's like, what do you want from me? You know, are we playing? So it was a pretty interesting exchange. You could tell Dable was upset. And then Wink wasn't like, oh, yeah, sorry, Dave. You know, I'll tell the guy. Wink was the tank commander. Was like, he was like, well, what do you want from me? Like, you know, like, well, are we playing football or not? You know, it was like one of those type deals.
That's great.
I saw Dable go over a little while later. Wink, they had a few words. They exchanged a few words. They didn't go any further, but pretty interesting. And let me tell you something about this Dable. You know, really good dude. Really like him personally. Getting to know him a little bit. Players coach. Players love playing for him. But you see it on the field. Don't mistake in kindness for weakness. I've seen him get into some guys.
It's a great quote.
You know?
I never heard that before.
What?
Don't mistake kindness for weakness.
You never heard that one before?
I haven't heard it in a long time. That's a really good quote.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, he'll get into you. Yeah. I've heard him a few times. You know, like even Daniel, he's going to deal with the mistakes Daniel makes, you know, now. And then he's going to want to see fewer mistakes as we move along.
Yeah.
And then he's going to want basically really no mistakes going up to Tennessee. You get what I'm saying? I'm not saying obviously mistakes happen. What I'm talking about is when mistakes happen when they shouldn't happen anymore. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
He's being patient with it now.
Right.
His patience is going to get a little less and less as we move along in the process here in August. And obviously when we hit September, there's going to be certain things that Dable's going to be like, Daniel, no, we're not doing that. Right. His patience is going to, that's the way Dable is. I could see it already. Okay. Talked about it with him a little bit. You know, he knows, he understands it's a whole new offense and all that, and they're going to make mistakes. But maybe some of the throws that Daniel made July 28th, Jerry, it's not going to fly if it happens August 28th. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
And that's the way Dable is, man. That's what Dable, you know, it's all about progress with Dable, man. That's the way he is. So
Now, how is he with Kafka? Are they just constantly communicating, him and Kafka?
Yeah. They were constantly, you know. And look, you see what they're doing in that red zone. We'll shift back the offense one quick second. Just different things, Jerry. And motion, a lot of motion, bro. And you're going to see Wandell out of that backfield running the ball. You're going to see Kadarius in that wild card. So, matter of fact, Dable asked Kadarius a couple of days ago, hey, listen, I'm thinking about putting you in the wildcat. I mean, I want to expand some of your responsibilities as far as wildcat look, maybe running, maybe even winging it, Jerry, because Kadarius got a pretty good arm, dude. Okay.
Yeah,
he does. Yeah. And he likes to get a feel of the plays. Listen, what do you think about this? And if the player goes, hey, coach, you know, I'm not real comfortable in that foot. Dable, he scraps it. Okay, good. Get rid of it. You know, not like, oh, no, it's my way. You're going to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we went to Kadarius, and Kadarius said, yeah, listen, whatever you need. You want me out of the wildcat? You want me throwing the ball 30 times a game? Whatever the hell you need. You know what I mean? I'll be there. Right. You know what I mean? So
puts the ball in his hand.
That's what Dable does, Jerry.
He
comes up with certain stuff. He'll come up with different things to each player. Hey, I'm looking to do this with Jerry Fall. Jerry, I want you in that Y. I need you in that X sometimes. I need you in that Z. How do you feel in the Z in this format? Well, coach, you know what? I'm not real comfortable in that Z. And you know, and he goes, okay, that's what he does, Jerry. And that's what Josh Allen talked about up in Buffalo, why he's so successful, why everybody love playing for him, because he goes to you, and it's not just like, okay, this is the first 15 plays. I don't give an F if he's comfortable with it or not. This is what we're doing. You know what I mean?
He goes
to you and says, all right, Jerry Foley, here's our first 7 plays. Listen, I'm thinking about this. Are you comfortable with these concepts? Coach, I'm good with this. Hey, coach, you know this fourth one right here? I'm not too comfortable with that format. Okay, get rid of it. Boom. Kafka, get rid of it. Boom. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
That was part of one of the reasons why he's so successful up at Buffalo. And Josh, hey, look, you don't have to take my word for it, Jerry. Josh Allen said it, you know?
Yeah.
Josh Allen said it, so.
But
Wink, hey, Jerry, he's going to send the house, bro. You know that. I know.
I love that you call him Tank Commander.
Yeah, because, Jerry, you see him prowl the sideline. He looks like Patton. But all we're missing is that Jeep with the 4-star general flag. You know what I mean? Oh, 3-star. Actually, it was a 3-star general Patton. All we're missing was that 3-star general Patton flag, you know? He's like, he just walks on that sideline like, yeah, I'll kick your ass. You know what I mean? He has that's the look about him, you know?
Kick your ass. We're blitzing. Corners cover.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Good luck, guys.
So they're going to be aggressive. Aaron Robinson, Adoree, they're going to be in a lot of man, Jerry.
And
that's the way it's going to be, bro. So step up or get the hell off the field. I don't know what to tell you. But cornerback is definitely a concern depth-wise. Offensive line is definitely a concern depth-wise.
Kind of knew that going in. It seems like we're a little, I don't want to say deeper at safety, but I was a concern because I just, I mean, look, I'm happy, obviously happy with McKinney and Love, and bringing in Adams was awesome. It's a shame what happened with Belton. But this, if this kid Corker, it's an opportunity for him now. So, yeah, look, like I said, Rome wasn't built in a day. We knew we were going to be slim, thin, I should say, an offensive line and especially corner. So it is what it is. But I look, I'm psyched about the defense, dude. I'm still so psyched about the defense. I can't wait to see Ojulari back out there.
Either can I, dude. He's bulked up. I saw him. Well, I've been seeing him a few times on his camp, and he's bulked up, Jerry. I think this kid's gonna have a real good year. I saw him running and everything, Jerry. He's not too far away. You know, he's not too far away. You know what? And the good news about Dane Belton, who has flashed, Jerry. You know, he has flashed this camp. Is that he does not need surgery. Okay, that's huge. He does not need surgery. So it's a 4 to 6 week thing for him.
Collarbone too. That's painful, man. That sucks.
Yeah. So, you know, that's got to heal up. Hopefully see him in, hopefully see him middle September or so, you know?
Yeah.
Because I like him. I like him, man. It is, you know, look, I know it's just training camp, a few practices with pads, but I like what I'm seeing out of Joe Shane's draft class, Jerry. I like what I'm seeing out of Joe Shane's draft.
Yeah, there's a fine line between saying it's too early to get concerned, it's too early to get happy. But, you know, everything you're saying, like, this is what you want to see. You want to see the schemes. You want to see the rookies contributing. You know, I think we're happy, and I think we're concerned about the right things. No one's flying off the deep end yet. So let's everybody try and stay even keel. I think there's a lot to be excited about, like you said, with the rookies. So.
Yeah.
All right, dude. Let's get to questions. Unless you have anything else, bud.
No, I think that's it for now.
It's 42 minutes of solid coverage.
If I remember something.
Yeah, no, okay. And we have a million questions today. You could tell football's back, baby. We'll start off with Giants fan Vermont. Hey, guys, great job at the pod. Thanks for keeping us updated. Do you both think this draft class has potential to be more impactful than the 07 class with Ross, Smith, Bradshaw? Or the 05 class with Tuck Webster, which out of the three would you take? Yeah, let's not go crazy.
Yeah.
It could be, but it's too early. Out of those three, I would have to go with the Tuck Jacobs Webster draft because of the longevity of those guys. I mean, I know the 07 draft, he hit on everyone in that 07 draft contributed that year. Like Jay Offord got the sack and Aaron Ross and Steve Smith and Bradshaw and Boss. But the 05 draft, I mean, Tuck Jacobs Webster, for not many picks, you know, of course he hit it out of the park. So,
yep.
Let's see, next one. Chris, this is from Eli, DJ, and the G-Men. Okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, how has Jones performed? I'm going to say an 8 based on the 3 practices that I've attended. Scale of 1 to 10, Chris, what do you got?
At 1 to 10?
Yeah.
Well, I've been to every practice, so... I'm going to say he kicked it up the last few. I'm going to give him like a 7 right now.
All right, good. Let's see. Ramon asking, offense is starting to gel. Yeah, I think so. We covered that. Kadarius Joni. Bonus question. I'll go with his bonus question because we kind of covered the other. Over under, Tony having 200 yards passing this year. Over under, Chris. Kadarius Toney, 200 yards passing.
I'll go with the under.
Yeah, me too. 200's a lot for a receiver. That's like 4 solid gadget plays that work. That's 4.
You got to remember once you show it on film, then teams are ready for it. You know.
Yeah, and assuming they get 60 plus yards on them, I mean, yeah, that's a lot of yards for a receiver, dude.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go under that one.
Say 100 maybe, but not 200. 200's nuts. Dean Butera, Chris, what golf course have you played only once in your life that you would really like to play again? Can't believe how much I appreciate the content you create, both the pod and the newspaper. Keep up the great work. Anywhere you played once where you want to go again?
Probably Trump's Bedminster course, the one they just had the live tournament on. I like to give that another shot now a year later.
Nice. Javier Burgos, if you are Wink, are you happy with the current roster to run your defense successfully? If not, what would you change?
Well, I'm sure Wink will like another safety in there, you know, maybe some more safety depth. He definitely would like some more corner depth, no doubt about it.
Here we go. Jose R. from Snowflake, Arizona. Understanding they are working toward week one and getting better every day. What unit gives you the most confidence at this point? And obviously, which one has you holding your breath? I think it's the offensive line, but which one gives you the most confidence, Chris?
Probably that D-line.
Pass rush?
Probably that D-line and the edge. Yeah.
Brian Kirk. Good morning, gentlemen. Predict who the tight end walking out on the field for the first play of the 2022 regular season will be. Yeah, keep up the great work.
Yeah, that's a good question. You know what? Right now, Bellinger.
Yeah, nice. Chris from Albany, New York football. Fellas looking at grabbing tickets with my son this year. Which game should I choose? A, Panthers, home opener. B, Bears, throwback jerseys. Or those are the two. Went to camp last Friday and Breida looks explosive. I wouldn't go because of a throwback jersey. I think the home opener's a no-brainer there, bud. I would go home opener. Plus, there's still hope in week two. So
I agree.
Yeah.
Plus, if they upset the Titans week one, that place is going to be going crazy week two.
They're going to have a winning record for the first time since what? 2016? Yeah. Can you believe that?
Is that
you can believe that, dude? That has to be, right? It's 2016 was the last time.
Yes, Jerry.
That's absurd.
That's insane.
Dude, if they're 1-0, they'll have a winning record for the first time in 6 years. MetLife, it would be like the Super Bowl week two. Wow.
I tell you what, Jerry, just quickly to look ahead and pull a Back to the Future type scene here.
Hmm.
Just early. Mm-hmm. But I'm such a buffoon. I already look at Ross as a matchup. I really like the way they match up against the Titans.
I like
that. If the Titans had A.J. Brown, I wouldn't like it as much. But yeah. I know Derrick Henry's there, but they got, you know, their receivers now. They got the rookie draft pick. But just to look ahead quick, Tannehill, I like the way they match up against the Titans in week one, dude.
I said it before, dude. If they play them week 8 or week 10, not nearly as confident, probably chalking it up as a loss. Week 1? New coaching staff, this draft class. I mean, what better time to surprise them too, you know? So, but
I'm just saying, I just like
your analysis aside, even.
Keep it close. I like that matchup, man. Go ahead.
Good. All right. Tony Thomas at Black Banjo Tony. Try to describe the overall vibe you get in the building with the new regime compared to the previous regimes, especially attitude to the press and relations between players. Thanks for years of great work. So what's the vibe you're getting compared to now?
Everybody's encouraged. Everybody's positive now, you know?
Yeah.
Look, Joe George was good with the press too, man. He never gave us a problem, man. You know, he might have rambled on for like 10 minutes when he shouldn't have, you know?
And he made you wait sometimes after the game
was
over.
Oh, my God.
I remember
after games, it was the most annoying. Yeah. But, you know, everybody I talk to, it's great. You know, we all know that now, you know, if the games start. But all I could say is that Brian Daboll and Joe Judge are definitely two different personalities. Let me add Joe in that too. Joe Shane and Brian Daboll are definitely two different personalities in that building than Joe Judge and Mr. Cape Cod Gettleman. That, you know.
Well, this leads into the next question. This is a pretty good one from Josh Stanton. Jerry, Chris, which of these three is most likely to happen? Number one, Ellerson Smith gets 7 sacks. Number two, Adoree solidifies himself as a true number one. Or number three, Joe Shane continues to stare at Chris every press conference until he challenges him to a round of 18. Hashtag best pod in Giants Nation.
Probably Adoree.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to go with Adoree. But that would be great. That would be great if there was a challenge to 18. Oh, my God. Brian, we answered the center question before, bud. Let's see. We'll go a couple more. Easy peasy. Fast forward 3 weeks in practices and 2 preseason games. Giants are 2-0. Jones looks like Josh Allen 2.0. Tyrod looks like Tyrod. a Super Bowl contender's quarterback is lost for the season, and they offer a Sam Bradford type trade for DJ, do you take it? I don't know. That's not a bad question. It's just too many scenarios.
Yeah.
Thanks for the creativity. I appreciate it. Do I take it? I probably would. Jason Honeywell. Here's a good one. Chris, how do you balance objective constructive criticism and unbiased reporting while reporting a training camp? Fans have no idea what the team is working on. It makes it harder to know whether panic should already be setting in. Keep up the great work.
How do I balance? What, Jerry?
Yeah, how do you balance objective and constructive criticism and unbiased reporting while doing it at training camp? Like, I guess the balance between, you know, being a fan and objective criticism.
Well, like I always do. I mean, I think everybody knows.
Yeah.
I think everybody knows me right now. You know, I basically say the way it is, you know.
Yeah.
If, like, you know, if I'm going to be a fan and I shouldn't be in the media just saying, oh, that means everything's good. Yeah, great. Everything looks great. You know, come on. You know, so. Right. Like, you know, just Jason, just basically like, I guess the way I've been describing, like, you know, I talk about the offensive line concern, the depth wise, this and that. And anything as far as criticism goes of players, you know, I just do, you know, I always try to be respectful about it. You know, if a guy's not playing well, look, this guy's struggling, right? Where some other people in the media might say, this guy stinks.
Yeah.
Oh, this guy shouldn't, you know, he doesn't belong at this level, where I might say a guy's struggling, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think, you know, people, you know, in the media, some people in the media, they quick to, you know, to label professional athletes total complete bums.
Yeah.
You know, I see it in baseball too. Meanwhile, these guys could never hit a baseball if a guy tossed an underhand, you know, but there's a way to criticize, you know, there's a way to criticize doing respectfully. And look, I remember a couple years ago, Jerry, I told you that somebody reached out to me from the Giants building and told me that, hey, you know, your tweets, people see them, but they respect that you do it respectfully.
Yeah.
Because this guy and this guy, I'm not going to mention any names, you know, they do it like there's a vengeance, like they love doing right. it, where you said, right. you know, Chris, we see your tweets and, it's, you know, and that's part of the job, you know, criticizing, but you know, you have a way of doing it respectfully. And that's what I try to be, Jerry, you know, I mean, unless a guy is acting like an absolute complete idiot, besides being a tomato, you know, not going to go out there and just rip the guy, you know what I mean? Like, that guy sucks. Yeah, right. Although I do it for my Red Sox sometimes, don't get me wrong, but as far as covering the Giants.
Well, you're a fan there, though.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You know. No, you just do respect. I guess that's the way I balance it. I hope that answers your question, Jason.
Speaking of that, no, it's a great answer. Speaking of that, though, I know you killed me for the Rangers fans being obnoxious, and rightly so. I get it. This Jared Karabas dude, oh my God, he's intolerable.
He's insane.
He's
insane Red Sox.
He hates the Yankees more than he likes the Red Sox.
I think he'd rather see the Yankees lose than the Red Sox win.
And listen, I hate the Eagles, but I like the Giants more. I think he's on the side of, and I say this because Chris now follows him as a Red Sox fan, but this guy is on our Twitter feed as much as you are.
You get a kick out of him,
and I'm just like,
right?
Man, what's that?
You get a kick out of him or no?
I kind of do because I don't care as much. If he was a Devils guy, I'd be like, Chris, we have to mute him. I'm gonna go insane. I can't do this.
Like, you know, it's unbelievable. Like, he's tweeting about the Yankees losing as the Red Sox are losing at the same time. Like,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Can we worry about the Red Sox? Don't worry
and
about
it's
the
kind
Yankees.
Of, I kind of laugh because he's like, yeah. Look at Garrett Cole painting the corners and somebody just blasting one out of the stadium today. Like, I'm like, holy cow. If I care more about the Yankees.
No, he's being a wise ass. He's being a wise ass.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I know. And I'm like, if I cared more about the Yankees, this would really bother me. But I kind of find it funny.
See, that's the difference, like, right there. Like, I know Karabas is a lunatic Red Sox fan, and he takes great pride in seeing anything bad happen to the Yankees. Like, here's the way I look at it. Like, my team is 500, right? The Yankees have 70 wins. Like, dude, right. I'm not going after the Yankees because they're losing a game today. Could you worry about the shit show that's going on in Fenway? You know what I mean?
That's funny.
You know, that's I just have a different mentality. Maybe because I'm older. I don't know, Jared. These guys are all young.
No, I think that comes with age. I do. I definitely do.
You know, absolutely. Like, dude. Like, we had a first baseman all year that couldn't catch literally a ground ball or pop up. Literally.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Jerry saw some of my tweets of anger. Literally. Okay?
Yeah.
And now we got, you know, Hosmer. At least the guy could catch a friggin' ball. You know, and then you're tweeting about the Yankees losing 2-1. Like, dude, who cares?
I know.
But that's the way he
like
is.
Like I said, dude. If he was Devils, I'd be like, oh, Chris, we have to have a discussion. I can't watch this. I can't look at this guy. We'll go two more. Nico Ryson. What have you seen of Sandro Platzgummer? Any outside chance he makes the team?
Absolute no chance. No, zero.
All right. Last one. Sandro Platzgummer question. Nice. Last one. Mike Holdner just had my firstborn child, Cooper, last week. Congratulations, buddy. He seems to love the podcast, especially at the 3 a.m. feedings. Thanks for the great content and for keeping me awake. Hashtag bye-bye golf game. Hashtag buffoon crew. So it wasn't a question. It was a very nice comment. Congrats, Mike, on Cooper. I'm sure he's awesome. That's
Which
great
leads
stuff,
me-
man. We'd love to hear that.
Oh, I wonder if you named me after Eli's brother. No. Which leads me... into something, Jerry. I have met numerous followers.
Oh, yeah.
In this training camp.
Yeah.
I mean, just great people. Everybody I've met has been just great people. From Adriana, I have followed to, of course, I'm so bad with names. I met a guy the other day. With him and his wife, met another guy, took pictures with, you know, him and loved the podcast, all that stuff, Jerry. I met another guy, Kyle, I think his name is Kyle, if I remember right. He actually lives over here in Huntington County. He plays golf.
The Kyle Cass?
Kyle Cass, yes.
Yeah, he asked the question. I didn't get to it. I'm sorry.
What happened, Jerry?
He asked the question. I didn't, because you answered it already.
Okay.
He said, well, gotta hit the link soon.
I met Kyle and his dad. I think he actually plays golf on my golf course, too. He lives out by me. Nice dude, man, him and his dad. I met younger guys with their parents. Obviously, Adriana, I think we talked about that.
Yeah.
She's there like almost every day by herself, dude, watching camp.
That's Adriana. A buffoon in a good
by
way.
Herself, you know.
That's crazy.
That's how much she's into it.
Nice.
And I met, you know, some other people and... it's really some really good people, dude. I'm telling you, some really nice people. And just keep reaching out when you're there. I don't know how many people. I'm sure a lot of followers will be going to this fan fest Friday night. So reach out. From what I understand, we're going to be on the field. The media is going to be on the field. So whoever's up there, keep reaching out. Hopefully, I see it. I do check my Twitter, obviously, during practice. Direct messages. I will keep checking as much as I could because I got to watch, you know, everything that's going on too. So I might get back to you late. A couple of people, you know, like I didn't see them. Like, oh, Chris, I'm over here. You know, this and that. I tell them what the hell I'm wearing because I like to meet these people, Jerry. You know, I like putting the face, you know, to the Twitter account, dude.
No, it's good stuff.
Nice. I was actually breaking Adriana's. Chops the other day. I said, hey, we're hooking up again, me and you know, because I mentioned at the last podcast, people are like, what do you mean you're hooking up? You know,
right.
Poor Adriana had to go on Twitter and say, hey, I'm happily married to a Red Sox fan, which is probably the best move she ever made. You know, I'm sure the guy's aces, you know. So I was breaking up chops saying, hey, we're hooking up again, huh? You know, when I saw by the stands. But it's all, you know, all fun. Older Jerry, I met a guy, I'm 55, I met a guy in his 60s last week, and he goes, I don't know how the hell, you know, I guess he recognized my face. He's like, Chris, and just, you know, he went back to the 70s days. We were talking a little bit about old football.
Yeah.
And then I was happy to be with Russ Salzberg, a longtime media guy out here in New York, and he knew Russ, and he was talking to Russ about the old incidents Russ had with this guy and that guy. And but, dude, the point of the thing is, like, you know, this is the time of year where people, you know, you can meet people, obviously, when the season starts or not. Actually, when training camp ends, I won't be. I think it ends the 14th is the last open practice, or the 12th, whatever the hell it is. But listen, everybody, it's been great meeting you. Keep reaching out because, look, Jerry, before you know it, dude, it'll be the last open practice.
Yeah.
You know, the only ones that be at the practice would be just us, just the media. You know, that's going to be it.
Do you get a lot of yelling when you're on the sideline from people, Chris? Do you get a lot of yelling over?
Look, I don't want to sound like, you know, but I've heard some business flying my way. Is that what you're talking about?
Oh,
Yeah. Listen, you know, I've heard it, you know, and this and that. So it's been great meeting people. It really has. And you still hopefully I meet some more at the Fan Fest. And hopefully, you know, after that, with the open practices, whoever's there, you know, I know a good friend of mine, Lou Pica from Staten Island. I know he was there today. Hopefully I'll hook up with him. He's a diehard fan. And, you know, so guys like that, Jerry, it's been pretty good, man. You know, it's been pretty cool. So
good stuff having the fans back, man.
Yeah. It's been pretty sad. You could tell Dable really enjoys it. You know, the players get pumped up with it too, Jerry. You know, the players get pumped. Yeah. They come on the field. People are yelling, screaming. You know they miss that crap, bro. You know?
Yeah.
Seriously, Jerry. It's like, you know, we're having practice the last few years in training camp in a funeral parlor. You know? All you hear is like me and Jordan Raynard talking and the play. You know what I mean? You know? It was weird, dude. It was a weird feeling, you know?
Yeah, nice. Good stuff,
you know,
man.
Nothing as weird as watching the game, you know, the regular season without fans. That was really weird, you know. So
yeah, with the fake crowd noise.
Oh yeah, right. It seemed like it was right above my head too in the press box too. Anyway,
I remember one tweet, but the crowd noise is pumped in, which is ... weird or something like that.
It was just strange, you know. So those days, hopefully, those days are long gone, behind us forever, you know. So
nice, good stuff, man. That's awesome.
Yeah. So folks, whoever's going, just keep, you know, reach out, direct message. Hopefully we'll hook up some more people and all that stuff, man.
All right, dude. We'll probably do another one next middle of next week as well. And then
Fan Fest Monday.
Fan Fest is Friday, right? Or Monday?
Yeah, Friday night, Monday. Yeah, let's do, you know what? You know what, Jerry? I think maybe we should do it the following Friday next week because we'll talk about the New England game.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know?
Yeah, that's good.
So we might hold off. Everybody, what's today, Jerry? Wednesday? We might hold off to Friday to get in the New England game or what we saw in that preseason game.
Yeah, that's good. All right, cool. All right, dude, anything else?
No, I think that's it for now. And Giants are off tomorrow. Actually, they're doing a walk. Dable actually told me they're doing a walkthrough, but no media tomorrow. And everybody, enjoy the Fan Fest. They're going to have a lot of things going on Friday night, 2-hour practice. And all that, a lot of stuff for the fans. I think a fireworks show, and I'm sure players will be out there signing autographs and all that. So,
cool. All right, dude. All right, guys, to order a subscription to The Giant Insider, go to www.thegiantinsider.com and go to Magster for a digital subscription. That's Magzter. All right, guys, we're almost there. Sundays are Giant Days, baby. Take care, everyone.
All right, take care, everybody.